Welcome back to Faith in the Fire, Lessons from the Wilderness. I'm your host, James McGinnis, and today we're diving into one of the most sacred and difficult places we walk as believers, the Valley of Loss and Grief. This episode is called Praying Through Loss and Grief. If you've ever lost someone, a dream, a relationship, a sense of peace, a loved one, you know, if you've sat in silence wondering if God even hears your prayers anymore, this episode is for you. Today, we're looking at our foundation scripture, which is Psalm 34:18, which says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." I think many of us, if not most of us, have dealt with grief and dealt with these feelings of loss, and we're crushed in spirit. I know I just recently, in the past year or so, lost my dad. And I know many people in my church where there was loss. There was family loss. There was a parent loss or a family member loss. There's been a lot of them, a lot of my close friends. And we all deal with it. We all deal with that loss. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. So let's look at a few things. So, when words run out, yeah, there are moments in life when words fail. You don't know what to say sometimes. You sit in a quiet room, your heart shattered, you're staring at the ceiling, and all you can whisper is, "God, help." Sometimes you don't know what to say. It's just, "Help." God hears you. Grief does that. It leaves you wordless, breathless. Sometimes you're just frozen. You don't know what to do. You're in disarray. In those moments, it may feel like your prayers are bouncing off the walls. I know I felt that. It's like you're like playing ping pong with your prayers and wondering if they're getting there. And that's just the enemy throwing those things back at you, but God hears you. God is close to the brokenhearted. Listen, the Bible says that even groans can become prayers. Very clearly it says that. Romans 8:26. "The Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans." If all you can do is cry, that counts as prayer. God's not looking for us to sit here and pray like, you know, "Thou must pray this way," or, you know, He's not looking for a rehearsed prayer. He's looking for your heart. So if you're crying, God sees your heart. He doesn't always see what you're saying in words. He's seeing what your heart says. And sometimes you can't word things, you know, especially in a time of loss. You see, in this middle, in the time of grief, honest prayers are really what God is looking for. See, God is not intimidated by our sorrow. He's not offended when your prayers sound more like questions than praise. Grief can be messy, and so is grief-filled prayer. I mean, look, Jesus wept. Remember? Jesus wept. If Jesus wept, why can't we? Why can't we cry? He cried outside the tomb of Lazarus. He felt lost. He was overwhelmed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Overwhelmed and cried and sweat blood. If Jesus wept, I think it's okay that we do too, right? Sometimes the most powerful thing you can say is, "God, I don't understand, but I still believe you're good." there are many times you don't understand what's going on or what to do. It happens. It does happen. See, that is faith in the fire. Faith in the fire. And there are layers of loss. There are different types of loss. Grief isn't just about death. No. No, you might be grieving the marriage you thought would be healed, the ministry you thought would grow, a child you may have lost, or a loved one, a job that ended, the version of yourself you no longer recognize. Loss wears many faces. Oh yeah, it's like a masquerade. But whatever it is, God sees your version of grief. And he doesn't rush you through it. No, no. God is patient and kind. Isaiah 53, verse 3 says, and calls Jesus, actually, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. See, Jesus was acquainted with grief. Wow. You're not alone in the dark. No, you're not. And let's look at a few things and prayer prompts for the brokenhearted. There are certain ways and things you can pray that will help. So let's get practical, okay? When you're grieving, how do you even start to pray? Remember, we said sometimes you don't even know what to say. Let's look at a few prompts that you can whisper, write, or repeat, such as, God, I miss them. Help me carry the pain. Or, I don't understand why this happened, but I know you are near. Give me the strength to wake up tomorrow and try again. You ever have days like that where it's like, ugh, I can't do it anymore. I can't take this anymore. Or what about this one? Jesus, be my peace. I can't do this without you. That one I love. We can't do anything without him. We cannot do anything without Jesus. Don't wait for the perfect words. You'll never find them. See, God already understands the tears behind them. That's what God's looking for. Authenticity. Your heart. That's what he's looking for. And what does God do with our grief? Well, here's the hope. God never wastes our grief. It may not feel redemptive now, but he is a God who rebuilds ruins. Oh yeah, we've seen that many times in the Bible. A God who turns mourning into dancing. Yes. From the old song, you have turned my mourning into dancing. Yes. A God who brings beauty from ashes. You see? We hear it over and over again in song. But do we really capture what the words are saying to us? Psalm 56, verse 8 says, you keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. That means every tear has been seen, not one was lost. You're not wasting your tears. You're not wasting your grief. You're not wasting how you feel when you're suffering through loss. There are so many people that deal with this loss in many ways. You see it all over the place. God knows your heart. See, you have to hold on. Maybe today you feel like you're just holding on. Maybe you're angry. Maybe you're numb. Maybe you've prayed and prayed and prayed and nothing's changing. Well, don't stop praying. That song from Matthew West, Don't Stop Praying. You've got to hear that. You've got to hold on. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Fervent. You have to hold on. But what if this valley is the place where your roots grow deep? Yeah. If the very prayers that you whisper in the dark are the ones that carry you into your healing, what happens? Yes. Those prayers, those authentic prayers that come from the heart, they dig deep. Friend, don't stop praying. Even if you just sit in silence with your Bible open, tears falling on the pages, He's there. He's there. He knows. He knows what you're feeling. He knows what you're going through. God is there with you in that valley, in that time when you don't know what to do, what to say, and sometimes just crying and just crying out and just calling on the name of Jesus. There's power. There's healing. Oh, God. Let's pray. Father, for every listener walking through grief, I ask you to surround them with comfort and presence. Remind them that they're not alone. Let them feel your closeness, even when words fail. Turn their mourning into dancing, not by removing their pain instantly, but by walking with them through it. Hold them when they feel hollow. Heal them in time, and may their prayers, however raw, reach your heart like incense. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for listening to Faith in the Fire. If this episode helped you, please share it with someone else who's grieving today, so you're not alone. And your fire is not the end of your story. Until next time, keep the faith, even in the fire.